Hi, I'm Harris.
And I'm Owen.
And today we are outside St. John's Kirk in Perth, hoping to find out more about medieval Perth.
And see what it was like all the way back in this time.
These QR codes are a new thing being put in after the opening of the new Perth Museum.
And me and my big brother Harris has just walked up to the next QR code, allowing us to see virtual actors all the way back in this time.
Perth was one of the wealthiest boroughs in Scotland in the Middle Ages. It sat at the heart of important trade routes and was easy to access from both the Highlands and the Lowlands. Perth stands by an ancient crossing point on the River Tay, and for many centuries had the easternmost bridge on the river. Seagoing ships could also travel up the Tay, linking Perth to the rest of Europe. In the 1420s and 1430s, King James I made Perth an important political centre. During the first half of the 15th century, the Scottish Parliament met at Perth 14 times, and only 5 times in Edinburgh. Important royal events and meetings with diplomats took place at Perth. The borough was also close to Scone, the place where Scottish kings were inaugurated. Some historians think that James I wanted Perth to be the capital of Scotland.
Did you know the River Tay is the longest river in Scotland?
Man, I wonder how many times they had to rebuild that bridge.
Well, let's go speak to the actor about it.
Good day. Are you here to work? I need help with this timber. I can give you a quarter of a shilling for the day's work.
Okay, that was very interesting. Now we know how people got out of the city. I wonder what it was like when they lived in the city. Now let's check this next sign, Curfew Row. Let's see what the actor has to say.
I'm a brewster. That means I brew ale and beer. It's a full-time occupation, like being a baker. Ale is a favourite drink for people in the borough, but it takes skill and time to brew it well, so most people buy it instead of making it for themselves. A lot of brewsters are women, and it's been that way for a long time. Like the other crafts in the borough, brewing is regulated and carefully controlled. There are lots of rules that I have to follow to make sure my ale is good quality. And I have to brew a lot of it. I sell my ale and beer to people of all sorts, all over the borough. The only exception is the monks at the Charterhouse, since they have their own brewster.
Now we are walking round to the next QR code, the River Tay.
Welcome to my shop. I'm a cordoner, a shoemaker, and I would be delighted to help you today. Have you been buying your shoes from one of my fellow cordoners? I'm not the only one in town, but I am one of the most experienced, and my prices are excellent. You should come to me from now on. Our borough is well known for its craftspeople, and we can compete with the quality of craftsmanship from anywhere else in Scotland. I've even made shoes for people serving the King's Court when they've come to visit. Have you been here before?
We've made it, our final destination.
The recording is now over and we are having cookies and cream milkshakes at Marks and Spencer's.
Actually, while Marks and Spencer's was being built, as well digging in for the concrete foundation, found archaeological artifacts. So, they got archaeologists to come in and dig up every single artifact, delaying the building process by 2 whole years. And if it wasn't for the fact that they delayed it in between 1973 and 1975, we wouldn't know half as much about Perth,
which of course was called St. John's Town.
Goodbye for now, and we hope to see you again soon.
Owen, can I just say thanks for coming on this journey with me?
Yep, and let's have dinner.